Hi, they start sending SAI and I dictating notes from Aventara Nursing Home in Lake Zurich, and the date is June 12, 2024. First one is history and physical on Lori, L-A-U-R-I-E, last name is Kraus, K-R-A-U-S-E, in brackets, date of birth 9/28/1962. This is 61-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. She had second bypass surgery to her right leg, which got infected and it was draining, and she has a wound back now and she is on antibiotics. She denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for peripheral vascular disease. Status post left AKA. History of DVT and pulmonary embolism, anemia, restless leg syndrome. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking now. She did smoke for a long time until about a year ago. Denies any alcohol use or drug abuse, allergies, non-medications as per attached list, review of systems as per history of present illness, physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, sphalic pupils are equirectal, light, neck is up, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, no added sounds, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, trace pedal edema to right leg, and right thigh area has wound back with no erythema. Left AKA is noted. CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed. Assessment and plan. Peripheral vascular disease, status post bypass surgery to her right leg, comma anemia, comma history of DVT and pulmonary embolism, comma history of nicotinism. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. Total time spent doing admission was more than 50 minutes, which included reviewing old medical records and labs and imaging. In addition to reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team, she has wound back and is being seen by wound care MD. She is on Plavix now. She was on Xarelto in the past. She is on IV antibiotics. She is frustrated being in skilled nursing facility, and she is saying if she doesn't sleep well tonight, then she would rather go home, and she has talked to her insurance company already, and she will have home health as outpatient. We'll continue present management, and she agreed. Next history and physical is on Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-A, Sandusky, S-A-N-D-U-S-K-Y, in brackets, date of birth 6/6/1949. This is 75-year-old female who is admitted to skilled nursing facility because she was not able to take care of herself. She fell in her home and broke her right femur, and then had open reduction and internal fixation. She is sitting in wheelchair, denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, chest pain, shortness of breath, loss of consciousness, fever or chills. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, depression, hyperlipidemia, osteoarthritis. Family history is non-contributory. Social history denies smoking, drinking or any drug abuse. She lives alone. Allergies, non-medications as per attached list. Review of systems as per history of present illness. Physical exam, patient is conscious, alert, awake, oriented, times 3, hemodynamically stable, HENT, head is atomatic, normal, sphalic pupils are equirectal, light, neck is supple, no JVD, heart S1, S2 is regular, no gallop, lungs, bilateral, ferrate entry, no added sound, abdomen is soft, non-tender, extremities, no pedal edema, CNS, no gross sensory or motor deficit is noted. Labs and hospital records reviewed, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, right femur fracture needing open reduction and internal fixation, comma, hyperlipidemia, comma, anemia, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, peptic ulcer disease. Plan same. Patient is admitted to skilled nursing facility from the hospital because she was not able to take care of herself. Total time during admission was more than 50 minutes, which included reviewing her old medical records, including labs, comma, imaging, and reviewing plan of care with nursing and rehab team. Her pain is controlled. She is getting physical therapy. She's eating okay. She denies any constipation. Next is progress note on Catherine, Kathryn, last name is Olson, Olson, in brackets, date of birth 9/5/1943, SM, ROSM, OSM, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, recent right femur ORIF, comma, dyspepsia. Plan same. Patient is getting pain medications. She's eating okay. She is sleeping okay. We'll continue to watch her closely. Next one is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, last name is Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, in brackets, date of birth 9/10/1951, S-A-M, R-O-S-A-M, O-S-A-M, assessment and plan. Hypertension, comma, NIDDM, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, dyspepsia, comma, morbid obesity. Plan same. Patient is in wheelchair. She is upgraded to skilled now and encouraged her to ambulate more and try to lose some weight. Her pain is controlled. Next one is Sharon, S-H-E-R-R-O-N, last name is Jashke, J-A-S-C-H-K-E, in brackets, date of birth 10/9/1944. SM, ROSM, OSM, assessment plan, COPD, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia. Plan same. Patient is comfortable. She is confused and forgetful. She is doing okay otherwise. Next one is Stephanie, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I, last name is Rosenthal, R-O-S-E-N-T-H-A-L. In brackets, date of birth 11/17/1941, SM, ROSM, OSM, assessment plan, edema, comma, hypothyroidism, comma, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, plan same. We'll give her Lasix for the next few days for her swelling. She is eating and drinking okay. She is comfortable otherwise. Next one is Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, last name is Donatello, D-O-N-A-T-E-L-L-O, in brackets, date of birth 9/20/1954, S-A-M, R-O-S-A-M, O-S-A-M, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, NIDDM, comma, recent left big toe amputation, comma, dyspepsia, plan same. Patient continues to be on IV antibiotics. He was seen by a podiatrist recently and is doing okay. Encouraged him to lose some weight. Next one is Jose, J-O-S-E, last name is Hernandez, H-E-R-N-A-N-D-E-Z, in brackets, date of birth 2/27/1951, S-A-M, R-O-S-A-M, O-S-A-M, assessment plan, hypertension, comma, PTSD, comma, anxiety, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia, comma, osteoarthritis. Plan same. Encouraged patient to ambulate and socialize more because he likes to spend a lot of time in his room. Next one is Carmelinda, C-A-R-M-E-L-I-N-D-A, last name is Stiber, S-T-I-E-B-E-R, in brackets, date of birth 4/27/1946. In brackets, under hospice, SM, ROSM, OSM, assessment plan, dyspepsia, comma, hypertension, comma, metastatic uterine cancer, comma, Alzheimer's, dementia. Plan, same. Patient is in wheelchair. She's eating okay. She keeps on wanting to go home. She looks comfortable. Next one is Terence, T-E-R-E-N-C-E, last name is Doyle, D-O-Y-L-E. In brackets, date of birth 1/25/1949, SM, ROSM, OSM, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, COPD, comma, metastatic prostate cancer, comma, dyspepsia, plan, same. Patient is starting to get stronger. He will be seeing oncologist tomorrow. He is getting more imaging done. Next one is Phyllis, Phyllis, last name is Hegy, Hegy, in brackets, date of birth 10/19/1938, SM, ROSM, all same, assessment and plan, hypertension, comma, osteoarthritis, comma, recent right femur, ORIF, comma, dyspepsia, plan, same, patient is sitting in wheelchair, she is eating okay, she is comfortable, will continue to watch her closely, end of dictation, they start sending SAINI.